And at this time on our public affairs program, visiting about the Broken Bow Elks Lodge, number 1688. They are the focus and our guests this morning on public affairs. The Loys are with us. Good morning to you both. How are you?
I am doing well, and I think that Becky's doing well. She was when I... She had come to work today, and so I think she's doing well.
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you.
Good. Well, it's great to see you both. Thank you for taking time to visit with us. A lot of things going on that the Elks are involved in. One of the first things we want to talk about is an event that's coming up very soon. Elks is going to be hosting a golf tournament in the month of October, right?
Yes. It'd be October 13th, and that's on a Sunday. We start at 9 o'clock. That's when we'll start registering, and it's the second annual. It was very successful last year, and really he enjoyed it. It'll be at the Country Club, of course, here in Broken Bow, and then we'll also give donuts when they sign in.
That's nice.
I think that I don't golf anymore. And I think I'm going to come up and maybe hand donuts out so I can sneak one myself.
There you go. Well, I golf, but I don't golf well. But if there's donuts involved, that's a good reason to come out and participate.
And I think that they will have pulled pork later.
Oh, sounds good.
There'll be a meal afterwards.
Yep.
So.
Okay. Scramble time is 10 o'clock, and there's food and prizes for everybody. Should be able to get a prize for everybody that's there. So grab three golfers, come on out, and win a prize.
Well, it's a four-person and, team.
Yes,
four-person scramble.
But if you're going to be one of them, you need three more to make four.
Right.
I got that one. Anyway, we'll have a grand prize and cash payouts and lots of other stuff. It's $200 per team is what the cost is. And you may contact one of two people. Abdul is at 510-468-1973, and he's the big guy. He's the one that's taking care of this whole thing. And I will try to answer some questions if I need to. And my number is 308-870-1562. And that's kind of just a quick rundown of what we're going to be doing.
Okay.
We're hoping that it'll be a nice day, and I think it will be. Sounds like it's going to be a cold winter, and we're not going to be out there that long.
Yeah.
So.
And the nice thing is that the money's raised will help offset some of our kids' programs, and then also we put money towards scholarships here in the community. We've been really lucky with our scholarship program to have great kids apply in the past, and how fortunate we are to have our whole surrounding area has great youth, and so it's a nice way that we can take some of our monies raised to help reward them for their hard work and maybe encourage them to come back to Custer County.
Yeah. Well, that's what I love is the way that Elks is always giving back to the community, and here's a great way to do that. So come on out, enjoy a day of golf, and it will be at the Broken Bow Golf Club,
yes.
Right? Golf course.
Yes.
Okay.
Right here close. We have teams coming from, Ainsworth.
Ainsworth and Kearney.
And Hastings and Cozad. And we have several teams that's coming up from out of town. And so that's kind of nice that we can take out of town people and local people both.
Yeah, good.
We're still looking for teams.
And it's, you know, there's always an edge of competitiveness there. But in the same regard, there's a lot of fun that goes with it, too. Last year, they had the opportunity for people to try their golf hand using oven mitts. Was one of the fun things that they did. So there's lots of fun ideas when it comes to these types of tournaments. And it is truly lighthearted.
Yeah.
And but it's a nice way to get people together and, you know, enjoy the nice golf club that we have here.
Yeah.
Showcase Broken Bow a little bit and raise some money along the way.
All right.
Yep. It all goes back to the kids.
And it's October 13th is
correct.
The day
yes.
of the tournament.
October
but
13th.
Get signed up and registered now.
If at all possible, that would be great.
All right. Sounds good.
Yep.
Paul, I know that something we want to talk about that has been, I think you're maybe the one that started this, and I know it's very dear to your heart, and that is the annual winter coat and winter clothing drive that the Elks does. Fill us in, because you're starting to collect items for that kind of like now, right?
Yes, yes. We'll be. Well, this is right now is when we are starting the collection. We will actually be starting the giveaway on, I thought I had that written down, but it don't make any difference because it'll be about the October the 10th.
Okay.
Is when we'll have enough, everything's going to be all ready to go. And what I do, I will go to, they should take the coach to the chief, Custer County Chief.
Okay.
They've got a room there for it and a big box, and I go in and pick up all the coats and take it over to Community Connections. There's no charge. Those people are doing that free of charge, and so it's pretty nice. And then people can come in to Community Connection. There's a room upstairs that they have the coats laid out on tables and hung and so on, and they'll give you coats that you need.
Mm-hmm.
And you started out with just youth coats, say at school age, it seemed like there's a lot of adult coats coming in, and I decided I didn't care. If somebody can keep warm with our coats, that's what it's going to be. And so we give away a lot of adult coats, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have exceeded 1,100. It's on a page there, but I think we've exceeded 1,100 in the last 10 years. This is year number 11. Hmm. And so it's very rewarding. It very much so. And the Elks are just involved just to help out.
Yeah.
And it works pretty good. Again, my number is 308-870-1562. If they'd want to contact me for some reason, really it's not much contact there because I don't even anymore just take the coats in the back door at Community Connections. I don't want to know anybody that goes in because that's just the way I am. And we would take monetary donations. We do buy new coats. Probably at the beginning we'll buy some kids' coats. And then with donations that we get, we'll buy some more kids' coats towards the end, which that will be the 1st of January. We'll probably buy the coats just before Christmas, and so there'll be new coats also, and a lot of new coats come in all the time. It's amazing, it really is. So
we have a generous community, that has supported this program well over the course of the last decade, and really feel good about the fact that we're able to partner with two local businesses, with the Custer County Chief being so gracious to allow people to drop off. And then also that Community Connection has worked so well with us just to allow people to come in and to take items that are needed without any charge, and it's discreet. Mm. And the whole goal is to make people warmer.
Yep.
You know, we all know that winter can be rough. And so if there's something that we can do to help out, that's kind of what our goal is. But we're really thankful for the fact that the Chief and Community Connection have been partners with us this whole time and just been gracious to deal with. It's been a really great partnership with the three of us.
One thing you can do, we are on the Facebook, and I don't know anything about that. I don't do that.
I wish I could help you, Paul, but I'm not really a Facebooker either.
Right.
So
it's Broken Bow Elks number 1688, and that will find our Facebook page. And if we have anything coming up that we need, any changes or any new programs coming up, why we'll be doing that. And we do have one program that I haven't mentioned yet, and that's on October 27th at 2 o'clock at the Elks Lodge. We're having a Halloween party for kids 10 and under.
Okay.
Bring your parents, bring your family, but 10 and under is the ones that's going to get the bouncy house and the treats and the games and that type of thing. So, and it, like I say, it starts at 2 o'clock. That's a Sunday. Sunday also.
And that's been a lot of fun, too.
It has been.
You put a bounce house anywhere with little kids, and it's just instant success.
Yeah.
And it's indoors, so let it snow. Well, no, not really. We're okay.
Yeah.
But, no, it's all inside, and we've had kids that have come dressed up, and we've done, that they have, like, some little tattoos for the kiddos, and they get a pumpkin that they can decorate. And every year we change it a little bit, so it could be that there might be something different this next year. But the bounce house is always there because we've had so many kids enjoy it.
Oh, yeah. That's good. It's amazing how many kids will be in that.
Well monitored, well controlled, but there's a lot of kids that go through it. That's for sure.
Yep,
and
that's right.
And that's from 2 until 3:30. Then on the 27th, that's also a Sunday.
Okay, all right. I want to go back to the coat drive just a second. I have a quick question.
Sure.
I know that we kind of talk about coats, but I'll be honest. I'm thinking of myself. I have a pair of coveralls
that I
really don't use anymore.
I'll
so anything, I mean, it doesn't have to be specifically a coat, right? I mean, any type of winter clothing that you want to donate.
Hats and anything, gloves, shoes.
Okay.
Scarves.
One year we had donation of, 500 pair of socks?
Yeah, we had a gal that was just in the right place when a company was closing down, and she just bought every pair of socks that they had. And actually, Community Connection shared with us, socks is one of the kind of under-donated items that's so necessary. So they were thrilled to have that type of opportunity to give socks away because we all know everybody needs them.
Yeah.
Yep. Great. Stocking caps with hair flappers on them. Mm-hmm. They don't make a difference.
All right.
Boots, everything.
Okay. Let's see. We have just a couple of minutes remaining here. What are there some other things that might be coming up that you just wanted to quickly address, Paul?
I will real quickly say a couple things here. On December 1st at 2 o'clock, we have something else that we do for the community, and it's been going on, I don't even know how many years. It's been many, many years. And it's the annual Elks Memorial Ceremony. And anybody that is an elk that passed away, we recognize them that day. Anybody is welcome to come. I'm not saying they have to be an elk. Anybody is welcome to come. And it's just a good, there's some refreshments.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a good thing to recognize the people and so on and so forth.
And we always invite family members of our members that we've lost. We always invite them to come too. And it's nice to really get a chance to, at the time that someone actually passes away, there's so many things that have to go on in such a short period. You don't always get to remember all of the fun things that people have done or ways that they've given back. And that's one thing with our Elks members. We have people that we can go back and everybody knows.
Mm-hmm.
Or they remember things that they did years ago to help support the Elks. And so it's nice to be able to go back and just focus on that part of a person's life when the family members are there.
Yeah, like I say, all members and the public are invited. Of course, the members they're supposed to be there on this event. On December 7th, we're going to, at 8:30 in the morning, we're going to have a hoop shoot at the North Park Gymnasium coming up pretty soon. Even though it is in December, it's going to go pretty quick. Ages 8 to 13 by April 1st. So we have to have a deadline on that because... We've had kids that go to national, when you get up that high, they get pretty picky.
Yeah.
I'll just mention this because I have it right here in front of me, and I don't know much about it, but I got a call from somebody yesterday, and his name is Santa Claus.
Uh-huh.
And he said that we have the best kids here in Brookmore. I'm reading this off of what I made notes of when I talked to him. Right here in Broken Bow, and he is planning to come down and visit with his wife, Jessica, again this year. She generally goes by Mrs. Claus, but I call her Jessica when I need to talk to her sternly.
Yeah.
And he's been excited to come again. Watch Facebook and listen for further announcements at KCNI, the best radio station in the country.
Well, yeah, so. Thank you. I know you've always had a connection with Santa.
Oh, yeah.
And
I got to
be honest, I've kind of been jealous of that, that you have such a connection
yep.
with Santa
yep.
Claus,
yep.
the man.
Yep.
So, all right. We'll encourage people to be watching for that.
Yep. I will. One time we had him here.
Yes. Yeah.
And that was fun. That's a fun time to have him come right here. And so, I don't know. We'll see what happens.
I was going to say, if he's open, we'd be willing to work him into our schedule.
Okay.
Okay.
You just fatten that schedule out a little bit. We'll have fun.
Well, hey, enjoyed our visit this morning. Let's do this again. We can even do it once a month or something like that, but we need to do this more often.
Okay. Sounds good. We'll schedule that out, and we'll see you soon.
Sounds good. Thank you for coming in.
Oh, we
appreciate it. That is today's edition of Public Affairs.